This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Let's talk to a man who's of many sacks through the years, including a big one 2 days ago as the Eagles beat the Bills. It was a big, really, really, really big day for Brandon Graham. Not only did his team get to 10-1, and he played a big part in it, but Brandon with a tremendous accomplishment. When that game began on Sunday and he entered the game, Brandon Graham breaking the record held by David Akers for the most games ever played by a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. And we'll tell you the BG right now, Brandon Graham, brought to us by Primo Hoagies. Be like Brandon Graham. Make your game day epic with party trays from Primo Hoagies. Online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a Primo. It's a hoagie. It's Brandon Graham. Brandon, congratulations to you, man.
Hey, appreciate you, man. Good morning.
So, Brandon, can you put into words for us how meaningful it was for you not only to win that game, but to do so on a day in which you set the team record, the franchise records for games played? It's an incredible achievement. What did it mean to you to get that designation?
Well, first off, I always just talk about the guys that paved the way, man, the people that helped along the way. I wanted to, just thank them first. And then for it to be Kelly Green on that day, man, it was electric, man. Even with the rain, I just want to thank all the fans that stood out there, all of them, everybody that, just celebrated us, celebrated me, in that rain and, seeing us go 10-1. But, man, it felt so good. It couldn't have been a better day, especially coming back. Not having a great first half, but still, believing in each other. The vibes were still good. We just knew that we spotted them too with two turnovers in the first half. And so we on defense, we just took on that challenge to, go get one. And I think that boy Bradbury, man, he started it for us, especially on a drive where we needed to go ahead. And I really felt like that's what changed the game and got us all going too.
Brandon Graham with us here on WIP. By the way, we're going to give you a chance to win an Eagles 49ers tickets this week on our show. But it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio.
And the name is...
All right, the name of a former Eagles player to know is Chris T. Jones. Chris T. Jones, know that name on Friday, 8 o'clock. Eagles talented receiver from the mid-90s, career cut short by an injury. But Chris T. Jones was outstanding there for a couple years. We're giving these tickets away on Friday. Obviously, listen, Friday at 8. Brandon, you were part of, if I have this right, I believe two different Eagles teams that really bottomed out with four wins. And they were both brutal years, the end of Andy and obviously the end of Doug. This team this year, more than any squad I've ever seen, fights and fights and fights. You've pretty much seen it all in your career. How do you explain the ability of this squad to overcome adversity and no matter what, basically win almost every game?
You know what, man? I know we're going to get everybody's best shot. Mm-hmm. And so,
BG's phone breaking up. Go ahead, Brandon. We lost you for a moment.
Am I breaking up?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm almost through here. Yeah. But pretty much, man, we get everybody's best shot in that first half. And once we make the adjustments, and which is a credit to the coaches, I feel like we all settle down and we get it going. But I know for us, we going to get it going faster, knowing that, people coming with their best shot. And, I think it's going to start coming together again like how I started in the beginning of the season where we was getting turnovers all the time. I think it's going to start happening at the right time if we just stay at it.
Brandon, how much better are you at football than you were in 2010 when you came into this league? And what's different about this season? I mean, you are going out there on call, producing sacks whenever your number is called. Are you healthier? Are you stronger? Are you quicker? What's going on?
You know what? I call it preserve until needed. You know what I'm saying? Because I still feel like, you know, I can still, you know, run with the best of them. And, you know, I really do appreciate, you know, the pitch count because I do feel good, especially now in this second half. Not saying that I couldn't do it, but I know that, you know, that's the plan for me. And so I just try to give everything I got and show them young boys, like, make every rep be a quality rep. It's not about how many reps you get. It's the quality of reps. And so I try to make sure that's my mindset when I'm out there.
What went down in the locker room at halftime, and was it angrier than when we trailed by 10 the week before, 6 days earlier? Like, how did that compare?
Man, you know what? It was almost the same vibe. It was just like, when we gonna put it together? Like, type of, like, we just was challenging each other, you know? And I just like what this team, you know, just standing for, because we not just talking about it. We really going out and showing it. Of course, we gonna go through things, and you know, people gonna get frustrated sometimes, and you know, we have to work through all that stuff. But it's not perfect on no teams. You know, we all got different personalities, but I feel like we managing it. We doing a great job of checking at it right at the door, so that it don't, you know, hurt us in the long run. Because we all want to win, and everybody, you know, emotions show a little differently. And so I know we got a bunch of examples of them of the good way, and you know, we got some that need some work. I say that, but I just know that when we got majority of the guys, you know, going the positive route, you know, so the sometimes everybody just go with it, because it's nowhere for you to hide. And that's what I like about this team, man. It's nowhere for nobody to hide. It's just get on board, believe in the dream, and let's go get this ring. Tell me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brandon Graham here on WIP. Brandon, you know that coin flip the other day? You guys lose it, but your reaction right away is captured on TV, the words, "It don't matter." Did you – we all loved it. We all loved it. Did you – could you see in the Buffalo players' faces any reaction? Could you tell if they heard you, and if so, what they made of you saying that? Because that was a boastful, confident player talking truth, because you guys did, in fact, win the game. Could you see the reaction?
Hey, well, you know what? I was really more focused on us, because it was more about what we talked about, believing in each other. Jalen, They don't know Jalen like I know Jalen. They going to see him, you know what I'm saying? And so I just try to make sure, you know, I just keep that belief. It don't matter, because I believe in Jalen. That's what pretty much what, wow, where I was going. And it was just the way he kind of was like, we want the ball. I was like, man, it don't matter, because we going to stop him on defense. And, you know, Jalen going to go do his thing. And it happened. You know, I just – You know how this game goes. You don't know what's going to happen, but I do know I got confidence in my quarterback and his defense and his team. And, man, I just know we're going to keep fighting. And that's all I care about, because being on a good team like this, man, you know it don't come around, like, often. And so we just want to keep enjoying it, enjoying this moment, and keep working, because, man, we ain't done yet. And I see y'all had Jalen. Without talking about him on not smiling, I know he gonna smile when he got that ring on. So best believe, you better take all the pictures, because next year you might not get it like that.
I love it. You know, all right, so Brandon, let's tackle this Eagles Niners thing. It was a heralded tilt last January, and you guys absolutely throttled them. I mean, just dismantled them. I'm curious, in January and February and March, when the Niners players were talking all that smack, all playing all that big what-if game, did it bother you that they said so much publicly about that game and what could have happened but did not happen?
Well, you know, it's always it's like with the Michigan-Ohio State. You got all these days till next year, so you got to prove it. And so we all got to go prove it every year. And so I know it burned for them because it would have burned for us, but it's the way you handle it. And, you know, I didn't agree with how they handled it, but at the end of the day, I know that they're going to have to sit down and think about it until next year. Just like if we would have lost, we'd have had to do the same. So I think it's just we got to show better, you know, sportsmanship on it because it burns. It do hurt. You don't have to, you know, just put yourself out there because it looked bad, you know, for you as a team, you know. But I know that them boys has definitely marked that calendar, and I know they're ready for it. So we got to make sure we prepared, and that's what we going to do. It's about us every day, every week. And so if we come in with our game plan and we execute, because in these type of games it's about execution, I think we have put ourselves in a good position.
Brandon, final thing here. You guys played a tremendous amount of snaps the other day. I mean, I'm looking at the count here. Obviously, 95 defensive snaps for the team. Josh Sweat, 81. I mean, John, for a defensive lineman, 81 defensive snaps. I
can't even imagine.
Jalen Carter, 76. Reddick, who obviously is technically a linebacker, but like a DN, 83. Jordan Davis, by far the most, 62. Brandon, do you expect – I know, look, you'll do whatever you're called upon to do. I get it. But would you expect the coaching staff might go to you more this Sunday because some of those guys might need a bit of a breather after playing that many plays?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just the situation that happened in the game where Fletch get hurt, Milton already out, you know, and they asked me, you know, to go in and do some things. And I'm comfortable wherever on that line because, you know, we practice it. And I've been doing it for a long time, since college for real, yeah. Always being that guy. So, you know, it's something that we work every week just in case. And I know for me, we getting Milton back. And, you know, I think Ojomo might be up, who's really good too, man. I really can't wait to see him really be able to get, you know, some reps in there. But I understand the situation of where everybody is and all that. But, man, I know that we got some people on this team that's eager for reps and can help us in a big way. So I'm ready for, you know, whatever coach trying to do. But, yeah, I think we're going to get Milton back. So it's going to be a lot better this week.
So what you're saying is, like, there's a good possibility that you're going to be playing D-tackle with this rotation a lot more now that the guys are banged up?
Well, I'm just always ready, and that's always mm-hmm. in the arsenal of what we do. So I'm comfortable with that. And they're going to put me in the best position possible. I'm not about to be in a one technique. I'm going to be in the three.
The zero.
Get off in at least the zero, you know, yeah. Where I can be right there. I can be right there, you know, to get off the rock, use my hands. And I feel like we all, you know, my strength and my leverage is everything. So as long as I don't get caught in a bad position, you know, it's getting off blocks and going, getting to the running back or the quarterback.
Brandon, congratulations on the win, on the remarkable career achievement, and absolute best of luck to you in what's going to be a titanic matchup Sunday at the Link, you guys versus the Niners. Brandon, enjoy it all and good luck, and thanks so much for being a big part of the show.
Man, appreciate y'all. Can't wait.
All right, there he is, number 55, Brandon Graham. Very, very cool. Yeah.